We present 9 of these questions, the biggest and most baffling riddles that face science today. Our aim is not to put just another popular science book in readers' hands. We have an agenda, which is to show that this is a participatory universe that depends for its very existence on human beings. There is a growing body of cosmologists, the scientists who explain the origin and nature of the cosmos, developing theories of a completely new universe, one that is living, conscious, and evolving. Such a universe fits no existing standard model. It's not the cosmos of quantum physics or the creation described as the work of an almighty God in the book of Genesis. A conscious universe responds to how we think and feel. It gains its shape, color, sound, and texture from us. Therefore, we feel the best name for it is the human universe, and it is the real universe, the only one we have. Even if you are new to science or have little interest in it, you can't help but be interested in how reality works. How you view your own life matters to you, of course, and everyone's life is embedded in the matrix of reality. What does it mean to be human? If we are insignificant specks in the vast black void of outer space, that reality must be accepted. If instead, we are creators of reality, living in a conscious universe that responds to our minds, that reality must be accepted. There is no middle ground and no second reality that can be chosen because we happen to like it better. So, let the journey begin. Every step of the way, we will let you be the judge. For every question like, what came before the Big Bang? You'll hear about the best answers modern science can offer, followed by why these answers haven't been satisfactory. This opens the way for entirely new explorations into a universe where answers come from everyone's experience. This is probably the greatest surprise of all, that the control room for creating reality exists in the experiences everyone is having every day. Once we unfold how the creative process works, you will arrive at a completely different view of yourself than before. Science and spirituality, the two great worldviews in human history, both contribute to the ultimate goal, which is to discover what is really real. A disturbing truth is dawning all around us. The present-day universe has not worked out the way it was supposed to. Too many unsolved riddles have piled up. Some are so baffling that even imagining how to answer them is in doubt. There's an opening for a totally new approach, what some call a paradigm shift. A paradigm is the same as a worldview. If your paradigm or worldview is based on religious faith, a creation needs a creator, a divine agent to arrange the astonishing intricacies of the cosmos. If your paradigm is based on the values of the 18th century Enlightenment, the creator may still exist, but he has no business with the everyday workings of the cosmic machinery. He's more like a watchmaker who set the machine going and walked away. Paradigms keep shifting, driven by human curiosity. And, for the past 400 years, viewed through the lens held up by science. At the moment, the paradigm that dominates science posits an uncertain, random universe devoid of purpose and meaning. For anyone working within this worldview, progress is constantly being made. But we must remember that to a devout Christian scholar in the 11th century, progress towards God's truth was constantly being made too. Paradigms are self-fulfilling, so the only way to cause radical change is to jump out of them. That's what we intend to do in this audiobook, to jump from an old paradigm into a new one. But there's a hitch. New paradigms aren't simply pulled down from the shelf. They must be put to the test, and this is done by asking a simple question. Is the new worldview better at explaining the mystery of the universe than the old one? We believe that the human universe must prevail. It's not an add-on to any existing theory. If the human universe exists, it must exist for you as an individual. The present-day universe is out there, spanning immense distances and having little or no connection to how you live your daily life. But if everything you see around you needs your participation, then you are touched by the cosmos every minute of the day. To us, the biggest mystery is how human beings create their own reality and then forget what they did. We offer our audiobook as a guide to remembering who you really are. The shift into a new paradigm is happening. The answers offered in this audiobook are not our invention or eccentric flights of fancy. All of us live in a participatory universe. Once you decide that you want to participate fully, with mind, body, and soul, the paradigm shift becomes personal. The reality you inhabit will be yours, either to embrace or to change. No matter how many billions are spent on scientific research, no matter how fervently religionists keep faith with God, what finally matters is reality. The case for the human universe is very strong. It's part of the paradigm shift unfolding all around us. The reason we say, "You are the universe," is that nothing less than that is the truth.